Now, last week, Margaret Mills was at Great Bardfield and looking at the Lion and the Unicorn there. And I think you're returning there this week, are you not?
I am indeed, but on a slightly different subject. This time it's to do with a very popular 1950s programme. Those of you that are old enough will remember The Goon Show. The Goon Show. Yes, that was a must-listen-to radio programme of the 1950s. Families would gather round the radio to listen in. It was almost like a 1950s version of Monty Python's Flying Circus in the 70s. It was full of surreal, wacky, off-the-wall humour and starred people such as Spike Milligan, Peter Sellers, and who else was in it? Harry Secombe.
Of course,
the late, great Harry Secombe. Now, in March 1955, they ran a programme entitled The White Box of Great Bardfield. Mm-hmm. Now, Great Bardfield was only mentioned in the title of the programme, wasn't actually mentioned in the plot. Mm-hmm. And the surreal plot concerned Harry Secombe in his radio character of Neddy Seagoon going out to Khartoum to stage an exhibition of British snow. Very apt after what we had last week. And he was the first Englishman ever to stage an exhibition of snow.
Oh, right.
In Khartoum, yes. I mean, sounds a bit odd, and it probably was a bit odd.
Yeah.
But where did they get the idea for this surreal humour from? Well, probably because in the 1950s, Great Bardfield Village, of course, had a very famous association with this artist's colony, and people from not only the UK, but all over the world were flocking to Great Bardfield to view pictures. You know, it was very topical, very hot news.
Fair enough. Hot news about snow.
Absolutely. Don't forget, in Khartoum.
Oh, yes.
Not just anywhere.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret. And where are you looking at next week?
I'm looking next week at Essex's Peculiar People. And that isn't you and me, Scott.
Right. Look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.